Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Antonín Dvořák came from Bohemia. These days, that's in the Czech Republic. But when Dvořák grew up, Bohemia belonged to Austria. So did a lot of other countries in Europe. In 1848, there were revolutions in many of those countries as people tried to get rid of Austrian rule. The same thing happened in music. For years, classical music in Europe was also under Austrian and German influence. But as people fought for political independence, they started wanting musical independence, too. Composers began putting regional folk tunes and dance rhythms into their music. They also wrote pieces about local places, legends, and historical characters. Any or all of that in music is called nationalism. Bedřich Smetana was the first Czech nationalist composer. He was also a political animal. Smetana fought in the 1848 Czech uprising against Austria. The uprising failed, but Smetana's music didn't. He composed the first opera in the Czech language, and he wrote a set of six orchestra pieces called Má vlast, My Fatherland, in which he painted musical pictures of his country. The most famous one is about the Moldau River, which flows through the Czech capital city, Prague. If you know the Israeli national anthem, HaTikvah, that tune probably sounds very familiar. In fact, there's a good chance that both Smetana and Samuel Cohen, the man who set HaTikvah to music, borrowed the same folk tune. Another nationalist composer who got very involved in politics was Giuseppe Verdi. Verdi lived in Italy. In the 1800s, parts of Italy were also under Austrian control. Not only did Verdi hang out with revolutionaries who wanted Italian independence, he used his operas to promote their cause. The most famous chorus from Verdi's opera Nabucco is Va Pensiero, in which Hebrew slaves sing longingly about their beautiful country. Since Italians knew that Verdi also meant their beautiful country and their political enslavement to Austria, that chorus became an unofficial Italian national anthem. ...1848 was a big year for political revolution against Austria. There was one in Hungary, too. Franz Liszt spent more time out of his native country than in it, but he never forgot his Hungarian roots. They turn up in a lot of his music, especially in his 19 Hungarian Rhapsodies, which are full of folk and gypsy melodies. In 1848, the country of Poland didn't even exist. It had been taken over by three other countries: Russia, Prussia, which is now part of Germany, and, you guessed it, Austria. Frédéric Chopin was living in France by the time European revolutionary fever spread to Poland, his native country. Even though Chopin spent over half his life outside the country where he was born, he was very patriotic and had a definite nationalist streak. Antonín Dvořák was just a 7-year-old kid in 1848, but he grew up with a strong Czech and Slavic identity. That came out in compositions like the Czech Suite the Dumkey Trio, and of course, the Slavonic dances. After 1848, musical nationalism spread all over the world. Next week, more examples that don't necessarily have to do with revolutions. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.